These are the letters, first from Connie Miller of Silver Springs, Maryland. The message from our presiding bishop, Elizabeth Eaton, who is a real American, is worth the entire issue. It counters the dangerous myth of Christian nationalism while lifting up the beauty of diversity of a country that we love. The message deserves a place on every refrigerator door. From Cheryl A. Glade of Worland, Wyoming, as I read Bishop Eaton's love and hope-filled message, I had tears running down my face. Thanks beyond words for her courage to lead our church to actually live the gospel. She offers real leadership in a fear-filled time in the future of our church and in our nation, once dedicated to protecting the rights of all citizens to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. May the peace of the Lord be with you. And William Bulow wrote, I really appreciated the bishop's article on Christian nationalism. This is something I personally feel strongly about, but it's something that separates me and some of my family members and who feel strongly the other way. Fortunately, we're adults who don't live together, but it can be awkward at family events. The article presented the issues in a much more coherent way than I could have, and I hope to be able to present some of it in a non-confrontational way to people I really love but don't feel respect my opinion. I believe the more inclusive opinion expressed in this article is the authentic, patriotic American opinion. This from Stan Lilich of Madison, Wisconsin. I really appreciated Bishop Eaton's article. It affirmed for me the acts of Christian kindness that should be shared with all people. It also clarified for me the dangers of Christian nationalism, where some would want to legislate Christianity as the established religion of the United States.